Marcus Garvey family, ancestors no leave me.
My fellow Jamaicans, I extend warm National Heroes Day greetings to Jamaicans at home and in the diaspora, and welcome the many friends of Jamaica who are visiting with us at this time. Today, we celebrate our heritage, strengthened by the struggles and achievements of the past, conscious of the challenges and important accomplishments of the present, and hopeful for a brighter future together. Today, we salute the adults and senior citizens and hail the Jamaican youth and children in whose hands rest our future and the great legacy of our amazing heritage. For generations to come, they must be the guardians of our proud heritage. Let us reflect on our heritage together. My fellow Jamaicans, we have come this far as a nation on the wings of the brave struggles of our ancestors. We have come this far as a people anchored by our hard work, our creativity and dynamism, and strength of our boundless Jamaican spirit. We have crossed many rivers, and there are many more mountains to climb on our journey to progress and prosperity for all. The government that I lead fully understands the struggles of the Jamaican people and is committed to realizing our collective hopes and dreams of peace, social, and economic progress for Jamaica. So today, lifted by the everyday sacrifices of Jamaicans, we live in this moment as a great people, a purposeful nation, steadfast in the hope of a better tomorrow. We are Jamaica, a land and people with a far greater global impact than our size and population suggest. To be Jamaican is now one of the most powerful identities worldwide. On this National Heroes Day, I salute the guardians of our culture and heritage, our artists, poets, writers, carvers, sculptors, athletes, musicians, dub poets, the brethren and sistren of Rastafari, the scholars, members of the public and private sectors, civil society, churches and political movements who are all dedicated to building a better Jamaica. I extend congratulations to the many Jamaicans who will be recognized this year with national honors and awards for their outstanding contribution to nation building. I also commend and recognize in a special way our many everyday heroes and heroines in communities and families across our nation. You continue to make sacrifices and give sterling contributions in the interest of your children, your fellow Jamaicans, and your country. I salute you and thank all of you for the heroic efforts that you have made this year to sustain yourselves and your families. I salute each of you for your selflessness and your deep love for our country. May the efforts of these exemplary Jamaicans motivate others to engage in activities that will result in peace and progress. I encourage all Jamaicans to use Heritage Week 2015 to reflect on and again be inspired by the strength and determination of our national heroes and heroines. Let us use diligence, personal development, education, wealth creation, and faith in God to lift ourselves to new heights of progress and achievement. Let us take hope and inspiration from those who have done so. The evidence is all around us of successful Jamaicans who, while conscious of the past struggles and challenges, have gone on to achieve greatness. Let us proudly take and maintain our place in the world with our heads lifted high and live as a truly emancipated and independent people. This is the positive story of the Jamaican people. This is our heritage. This is the essence of Jamaica to the world. Jamaica, land we love. One love. One out.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.